Pirate. Here's a prescription, a sure cure for Blue Mondays. Just take this 15 minutes of transcribed radio adventure that starts out with a mysterious Chinese voice and queer Chinese music. You'll forget your worries. You'll laugh and thrill as Terry and Pat Ryan and their friends and enemies greet you on this number one adventure show of the season. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Something tells me, boys and girls, that the Terryscope is going to play a big part in today's adventure. And something tells me, too, that you're going to have a thrill you'll never forget when your Terryscope arrives. Because you can get a Terryscope, an exact duplicate of the one that Terry made. It does all the things that Terry does. Let you see around corners and over tall fences. And look behind you without turning your head. Yes, and this Terryscope has a lot of extra thrills. You know that Chinese code that Terry taught Connie and Big Stoop? Well, there's a decoder on the Terryscope that shows you how to write and translate that secret code. Yes, and the Morse code is given there, too, with full instruction. And one of the trickiest things of all, the directions that come with the Terryscope tell you how to use it as a night code flasher. Take it from me, boys and girls, life will be a whole lot more exciting when you get your Terryscope. And it sure is easy to get. Here's all you do. You take a label from Libby's Grand Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Hawaiian Pineapple Juice. Print your full name, address, and age on the back of one of the labels. Then mail them with just 10 cents to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? It's Terry in care of Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Chicago. And don't forget to enclose your dime. You'll agree you never got such a thrilling 10 cents worth as in this Terryscope. You'll have fun with it for months, playing G-Men and writing secret code messages and fooling the other kids. And here's another thing. The Terryscope shows you how to play two swell new games. Yes, sir, the crazy picture game and the treasure hunt game. There sure are honeys. And there's a game board on the envelope that the Terryscope comes in and full directions on how to play. The minute you get your Terryscope, you're all set for fun. So don't put it off, kids. Send today. Be one of the first to have a Terryscope. Remember, you'll need one label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Print your full name, address, and age on the back of one label, enclose 10 cents, and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Ask your mother right after the show to get some Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice tomorrow. Then shoot your order right in to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago. And now, Terry and the Pirate. Terry Lee, young American in China, together with the husky, handsome Pat Ryan and their friends, went to the Chinese mountains to recover an amazing radio invention stolen from them by the dreaded Dragon Lady. And now, after days of difficulties, Pat and Terry have the little invention with them. Ah, but all is not so certain, for these two daring Americans are hiding under a pile of hay in a Chinese wagon. They are trying to get to Chongqing to get away from the Dragon Lady. But the wagon has stopped on the road, and Terry, making good use of his Terryscope, sticks this amazing device out through the hay and says to Pat,
an automobile coming, Pat. Must be coming from Utong.
Coming from... What do you suppose this is?
The driver of this wagon standing on the road watching the car coming.
Can you make out the car? Anything about it?
Take another look through this Terryscope. Yeah, it's the car from the Dragon Lady's place. Pat, it looks like we're going to spend a few uncomfortable moments.
Well, keep peeking through this pile of dried grass. Keep that radio transmitter close to you.
Yeah, it's right here beside me. Yeah, it's the car we saw at Utong, all right. Say, what do we do about Connie?
Well, what can we do?
Yeah, that's so. He doesn't know we're under all this hay back here.
Well, let him stay up there in the driver's seat. Nobody wants Connie. The Dragon Lady told him he could go. Everything worked out okay for him.
Well, here comes trouble, Pat. Yeah, plenty. Guess who's in that car?
There's no time for guessing games.
It's Mr. Keel.
Keel, eh? Anybody else?
Hey, you. Hey, you fella. Come here. will be for talking beside you, huh?
Singer, singer, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Sure, he's driving the car for keys.
Hey, hey, your boy on the wagon seat, come here.
Or perhaps you're speaking to me, honorable?
You said it, friend, you said it.
Is there something wrong, I have no doubt?
Yeah, plenty wrong, young fella.
And Connie and Singer, Singer get to talking together, nobody can understand them.
Maybe we can hear what they say.
You are lost, perhaps?
What has happened to your friends, my friend?
Arrest, honorable one, by the bones of my ancestors, I will...
I am not interested in the bones of your ancestors. I am very much interested in the bones of your friend.
You had better let me question this chop singer.
Sure thing, boss. Now you, little fella. You speak when you're spoken to, huh?
Can do.
What are you doing here?
Connie is for make ride walk see to Chongqing. Kindly permission give for ride by Honorable Missy Dragon Lady.
Very well. Now then, I am going to ask you a question. And do not lie to me, Savvy.
Arrest, Connie is not wise. A new raid egg has no feather.
What are you talking about anyway?
Little singer, your job is to drive this car.
Sure, I'm a good driver. I'm a great rattler. I rattle all over the world. I drive the car all over the world.
Listen, at the moment, you are the biggest nuisance in the world.
Ha-ha, Doc! You have that, little fella? I am also a great nuisance.
Hey, still!
I'm great, fella. I'm big, I'm strong. I tell people to try to run away.
Get out of the car. Get out, I say. Come, we'll both get out. What an imbecile. Come, you boy, what is your name?
Connie, sir.
Come with me, we'll walk up and talk with the driver of this wagon, too. And you, Singer, do not follow us. Stay where you are.
I can see everything through this telescope, Pat. But I'm worried.
So am I, Terry.
Well, of course, he can't get anything out of Connie or the driver. They don't know we're hiding under all this. Hey, I can see Sing Sing. He's getting restless. He's coming toward the wagon. Uh-oh, if he decides to go for a nap in this hay.
Where is he now? Thank goodness that telescope is with us.
He's almost. What do we do?
Well, I think we better... Miss Hay, I'm going
to... What was that? What was that I hear? Somebody is snapping around here. Sing Sing has good ears. He has a great one for hearing things. I bet I'm going to...
Quick, Terry. Grab the big ox up here, quick.
Okay. We're making too much noise.
No, we're not. None of us. Hurry. Drag him up on the wagon.
Oh, you caught him right on the chin.
Yeah, I can still feel it. Now, quick now, cover him up. Then grab the little transmitter and your telescope and...
I got him. But what do we do next?
Come on. We'll keep the wagon between us and Keel.
So where are we going?
To the car. You're getting back. Crouch down. Go on now.
What about you?
Never mind me. I've got a gun. Get moving.
Okay.
Do not lie to me, boy. You know where those two Americans are. You helped them to escape. They have the radio invention with them, have they not?
My liver is torn with sympathy for you, honorable sir. But...
Never mind that. You're evading my question. Now then, before I decide to use other methods, where are those two men?
Arras, I do not know.
Did they take the radio device with them?
Arras, it is not for me to know so greatly many things.
Either they took it, smuggled it away, or it is now in Chongqing with the women who flew away in the airplane. And you can tell me. Now then, Connie, or whatever your name is, are you going to tell me where those friends of yours are?
Oh, please, much pain in the wrist. Connie is on knees to say, please, honorable.
Yes, I will twist your wrist more unless you...
Let the boy go.
What?
So dropping in like this, twist of wrist.
Get up, Connie, get out of the way. No, Keel, keep your hands away from your pockets. Or Mr. Ryan will have to fill you full of little bitty bullets.
What do you want?
What do I want? I'll tell you in just a moment. Connie.
Yes?
Will you see why Mr. Keel wants to touch his pocket?
Oh, it is day of great delight, Mr. Ryan Pop. Yes. This is gun for boom bullets.
No wonder Mr. Keel's hand wanders towards his hip pocket. Keep the hearse ticket, Connie.
What do you want, Ryan?
Well, don't count on Singer Singer. He's asleep. He ran into the same thing you're going to run into. Connie.
Yes, Bossa?
Keep an eye on the driver. He's harmless enough, but let's make sure.
It is so.
Now, Mr. Keel.
You're the brave one with a gun, eh? Well, what do you plan to do with me?
I've been itching to get you out of my system ever since we first met. Really ought to let dude Hennick take first crack at you, but he's busy somewhere else. Connie.
Yes, Bossa?
Catch this gun of mine. I won't need it. Catch.
It is cut.
Now then, Keel, I... That was very pretty. I didn't expect it.
There's a lot you do not expect, Mr. Ryan. You happen to be fighting a man who was former heavyweight champion of...
So much the better. My conscience is clear.
Don't do it, Pat. Why should I stay back there when you're letting tiny tricks? Watch him, Pat, watch him.
Perhaps somebody get eyebrock. Oh, yeah. Muchly swing bang.
You're not bad, Ryan.
I'm only better than you in one way.
Yes?
Yeah, you're yellow. You got everything but the stuff to take the fellow through.
So. On a one, on a two, on a three, on a four.
Never mind counting, Connie. He's out. Good work, Pat. Good chap.
Well, I had a little practice on Singer first.
He was a tough nut to crack.
Yeah. Keel is an expert. That was a workout.
You get back in the car. I'll drive. Well, come on, Connie. Yes. Hey, what goes with Keel?
Well, the driver took him in the back with Singer. Connie, tell the driver to put Keel in the wagon when he comes to.
Well, we got the radio invention, the telescope. We got a car to drive into Chongqing with. Guess Lady Luck's smiling at us again, huh, Pat?
Yeah. I'd rather have Lady Luck smile on us than the Dragon Lady. We'd better not do any smiling until we get plenty far away from here. I don't feel safe yet.
Those last words of the tired Pat Ryan are the truest he's ever spoken, because trouble isn't very far away. Trouble I'll tell you about in just a moment. You know, kids, the sooner you send for your telescope, the more fun you're going to have. Listening to the show will be more fun when you have a telescope exactly like the one that's being used by Pat and Terry. And you'll sure get a kick out of being first in your gang to learn the secret Chinese code and how to flash messages at night. You can do all those things with this telescope, kids. All those and a lot more. Why, you can actually play games with it, exciting new games. And, of course, you can do everything Terry does with it in the show. Now, here's how you get this swell telescope with its 8 extra special features. Take a label from a can of Libby's pineapple juice and one from Libby's tomato juice. On the back of one, print your full name and address and give your age. Then, mail those two Libby's labels with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Just 10 cents, kids, and 2 Libby's labels, and you get an honest-to-goodness Terryscope. Boy, will you be thrilled when the mailman brings it. Just to look at the Terryscope is a thrill. It's lacquered shiny red and black, and it's decorated with pictures of Connie and Pat and the others, including a very tricky picture of Big Stoop. And then there are all those special panels with the secret codes and games. So get going, kids. Send for your telescope now. Well, let's be on hand for the thrill in tomorrow's transcribed adventure. Just listen for the strange sing-song music and words that start this way.